It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
bomb, bomb. Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Ram-a-lama, ding-dong, rock and roll is king.
Just take that toilet paper off the shelf. I'll buy a dozen of them for myself. COVID-19 has us acting like dopes. I gotta buy all the gloves and soap. Don't try to go into a Walmart. You'll never even get your foot in the door.
At least, I have to say to Carrasco, the way he farts, it's just... I don't know if I can. It's just the smell is awful. So I he likes his chicken wings. And after the chicken wings, I sit behind him on the bus, and gotta tell you, I gotta control myself sometimes.
I would definitely want to be quarantined in Tuca. First of all, he loves chicken wings, so do I. He has sauna at home, so we could sweat it out every single day after workout. And his farts are pretty bad, but I think I could overcome it. I would definitely not skate through his crease any more than once at the practice.
The way he farts.
His farts are pretty bad.
Thanks.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Good morning. We're the Toucher and Rich radio program. No one's in the Town Fair Tire Studios. Apparently, Wallach is crapping his pants on location.
not physically. You're not sick or anything, are you?
No. He's just exceptionally paranoid about being on location.
Don't blame you, sir.
Well, I would. You're at home. I wouldn't freak out about it.
It's his first time, though. It's his first time doing all this technology.
One, not knowing the equipment, just wanted to make sure I got it right. That's all.
Dan, give me a. I need an insider look. How were things this morning? Did we have a worry
this
bird
morning?
On our hands?
What about last night at 9 o'clock when he was texting me?
Good for him. He didn't want to go on the air and be unprepared.
Rich, guess where I'm not at 9 o'clock at night. I'm not here to test John's line. So. He wanted to know. So, of course, when he dialed in this morning, it seemed to be okay. And Jeff, who was here before me on the board, was checking with him and just, everything sounds good. How do I sound? So then I chimed in a little bit. Of course, down the line, I'm like, hello, can you hear? And John's like, how does everything sound? And I'm like, hello, 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 hello. And he instantly freaked out. He's like, why can't you hear me? What? John, I did that for about 30 seconds, and you were like,
no,
you're going to give me a heart attack.
That's not what happened. Not what happened.
Please, okay, entertain
what
us then.
What happened then,
John? Not what happened. All I said was, you're effing with me, right? And there was a hesitation, yeah.
No, and I kept saying, hello, hello.
So how's it feel? Are you like in the Wallach layer? Are you in your office that you don't use?
In the office that I don't use. That's correct.
No,
that's where I am.
John is the only person who has an office.
That's true.
And, yeah. He's the one who needs it the least.
Yeah.
But he does have an office in his.
He's got the big Scarface poster behind him. I mean, you know, it's he's got the leopard print couch in front of him as well.
He's got leather chair, like leather chairs and pristine bookshelves and
right.
In like a ladder that you climb to get to the top level of the bookshelf.
It's where he brokers all the big deals. It's where he signed that three-figure Bryant contract.
That's
before
right.
the season started.
Nope. I just have pictures
research.
Of Ken Griffey Jr. cards on my wall. That's all
That's
I have.
It. That's I've all you need.
I've seen them. I showed you my Ken Griffey Jr. cards yesterday.
Yep.
Did you see my Ozzie Smith rookie card?
Yes, I did. I was very impressed. Yeah. Very impressed, Fred.
Yeah. Signed Mike Trout card. You like that?
I did not see that. Ooh. Is that in the picture?
Let me see.
Where'd you get a signed Mike Trout card?
From one of my expensive purchases.
Card. It was the kind that come in the pack. Like, okay, it wasn't like you saw Mike Trout and you got him to sign it or anything like that.
No,
okay.
I mean, a goal in my life is to see Mike Trout, but I have not seen him. I sent you the Tom Glavine signed card and
yes.
the Cal Ripken Baltimore Orioles future stars.
That was impressive. That's worth some money. Not as much as we all thought they were going to be at this time, but
no,
that's worth a little cash.
The Ozzie Smith card is not in great condition. They're very difficult to find in good condition.
If an Ozzie Smith rookie card was in good condition, like what is it? What do you got? Is it Fleer, Upper Deck? Well, no, Ozzie Smith wouldn't be Upper Deck because I wasn't around then.
No, it's, I think the only way you can get it is
Donruss.
Is Tops. Tops is the only one who has an Ozzie Smith rookie card.
Okay.
So,
and how much would that be worth if it was in great condition?
If it was in like mint, like a 10?
A lot. Really?
Yeah. If it was in like a 10 mint.
Yeah.
Because baseball cards are weird because it's not only that you kept it pristine, like you didn't, you know, fold anything or like mm-hmm. get it dirty. It's also the way that the company cut it. So, like, some baseball cards, it's so stupid, but some baseball cards are cut, like, where they might be missing, like, a millimeter of one side of the card,
mm-hmm.
but with the way that it was cut, and then so that makes it not a 10.
Right.
So you would be looking for a card that was cut perfectly and then never touched, and that would be your, a mint condition, so would be quite a bit of money. Yes,
not joking around. So when you go to get these things appraised, like let's say you go to a guy who is a baseball card expert, do they bust out that thing like the diamond guys do and take a look at it with the little? It's almost like a magnifying glass that just fits on your eye and inspect it for all like the fibers and everything to make sure it's legit and all that.
I had a guy do that. I did. I had a guy do that when I was a kid. I wound up with like a Fred Lynn rookie card, and I was like, all right, so what is this? And he actually took out like not a monocle, but he really inspected it just to make sure it was pristine.
Unless you get it the ones that have already been appraised, like my best – okay, I got a mint 9 Ken Griffey Jr. card. I got a near mint 8, a mint 9, and a mint 8. So I got and they're all not been touched.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way that the cards were cut.
What kept your 9 from not being a 10? Like, what did they say was the difference?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I know they were just like one of the corners is like I'm kind of fascinated with this because I'm always
no because they have none of them have been touched like they've all been they're all like fresh out of the pack and been encased in this like heavy plastic, but it has something to do with the way that the manufacturer cuts the cards when they make the cards. So, like, I'm trying to equate it to something else. I guess like if a Basquiat wasn't signed properly, like if he screwed up the sign or like the signature or I don't know.
It just, see, I almost thought that would make it more valuable. You know what I mean? Like
slight mistake cards are more valuable. For years, when I was a kid, I remember hearing about this. Like there was a George Brett where his uniform was like a little off and they cut the card differently and that was worth thousands of dollars more.
Well, the stamp with the upside down plane is like one of the most expensive like, you know, collector's items of all time.
Yeah. But no, because it was turned upside down. John, the and by the way, this is the coolest conversation ever had in the radio.
I don't care. I'm actually fascinated by this because I don't know enough about it, but I think it's interesting.
John, it is the way they're cut. Like, okay. I mean, that is the part of the difference between what's valuable and what's not valuable is the way that it's cut.
Okay.
Is what makes something mint or not mint. Because, I mean, the Ken Griffey Jr. cards I have, I couldn't tell you in a million years why one's an 8 and one's a 9.
Right.
I mean, I could look at them for 5 hours and not tell you. But apparently it's the way they're cut.
So, well, I have 5 unopened packs of Series 2 Garbage Pail Kids. So if that's worth a mint, then let me know. We can cash those things in and let it make it rain somewhere.
Well, the Goldbergs has already attacked that. The show, the Goldbergs has already attacked the value of Garbage Pail Kids. And by the way, never shut off Mike Behind the Mic's coronavirus song ever again.
Oh, that I didn't. That was a miniature clip that I had in my group. I don't have the whole thing.
I mean, come on. I mean, I was getting ready to get loose on that thing, and then it did not. All right, Rich, what is coming up? There is so much to talk about.
Oh, Tom Brady finally says goodbye again.
That's right. He can't stop. All right, we will hear all about that, and also more card talk. More talk about baseball cards.
For all you cool guys out there.
Yeah, I mean, some people say this show's too hip. We can talk about I could easily Instagram out my Altoon cards, my Joe Namath 1968 card that I have that's very big. I could my Sam Darnold helmet. I could do a lot of things. My Steph Curry signed cards. I could do a lot for you. Anything you want, I could do it. All right, we'll be right back.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Let's keep the cool talk going by going to Chris on line one. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I just had a little input about baseball cards, you know, because I'm a descendant of Wallach.
a Dow, D-O-W.
There's different things that they rate the card on. Basically, one of them is the centering of how center, if it's off center, if it's to the center, like around the border of the card. the corners and the edges. And then if you get basically like an odd printing where the color's different than the usual ones, that's usually worth more money. So that's basically all I got.
Yeah, it's a lot of it is up to the manufacturer. It has nothing to do with how well you kept the card. It's a complicated game, baby. You saw Wall Street. That was Gordon Gekko's whole thing.
Cards.
It was cards.
Yeah.
All right. So what is going on, Rich?
Well, it took a few weeks, but Tom Brady finally said goodbye to New England. Again. It all originated from a tweet linking an article from the Players Tribune website. The tweet read, "A message for New England by Tom Brady in partnership with Under Armour." Yes, Tom Brady's goodbye was sponsored. And once you click the link, there was a very brooding photo of Tom Brady, and underneath it were the words, "The only way is through. There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home. No easy way out. Give it in. Give it in. Can't be wrong." No easy
way out. What was the Schembeck one?
Which one?
He had some tweet, which was the famous Shem Beckler from Michigan, his thing going, "There's team. There's nothing but team."
Oh, we'll get to that because that wasn't his only tweet yesterday. But at one point in his love letter to me.
What I saw was he did the Shem Beckler one, the famous speech that Bo Schembechler did for Michigan. All right. Okay, go ahead.
So at one point in his love letter to being awesome, Brady wrote, quote, "But more than any one physical place, it's the relationships I made in New England that I'll miss the most. Of course, it starts with the entire New England Patriots organization and Robert Kraft and the entire Kraft family. It extends to countless other individuals who played such a valuable role in my 20 years as a Patriot, teammates and coaches, past and present." He mentioned Kraft, but did he mention Belichick? No. Be a slight.
No, he said coaches, past and present.
He did mention Belichick once, and that was when he said he got drafted. He said, "And Bill didn't even call me." It was his assistant. That was funny. Yeah, it was Serge or whatever. Burge. That's right.
It was Burge. Was it Sarge or Bird?
It was Burge, I believe. B-E-R-J. Burge. Yep. Yeah, so I guess it's Burge. Yeah. Instead of you're right. I you know what? That's something I didn't even pick up on at the time. That also seems to be another little dig, 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 dig. Right there at Bill Belichick.
Yeah, well, he's going to show him now after 20 years.
Well, as for everything else in the article, Brady explained how confused he was living in New England because it took him a long time to figure out that the ocean is to the east instead of the west. And then he said Tampa Bay is going to be awesome because it's like different and stuff. Quote, "Different coaches, different players, different programs, different pawn shops, different SAT scores.
Contact strip clubs.
Yeah, everything's different. Like, it's so strange. Things are different down here. It's not the same." He then ends his Mr. Belvedere-esque diary entry by giving us some advice straight from the brain of Joe Exotic by saying, quote, "At some point, you have to throw your whole body into what you're doing. You got to say, let's ride."
Yeah, he's becoming a huge prick.
Well, I mean, but this was like the most non-necessary thing. Like, he already said goodbye, and he wrote that big tweet thing. Like, you didn't need. Well, listen, that wasn't sponsored by Under Armour, so
I'm
you got to
say
cash
Under Armour called him is what happened.
Well, yeah, well, Under Armour called him. Great. So, I mean, yeah, you're gone. We understand that it's happened, and you've already said it, and there you go. Have fun.
Well, don't let our words tell you about it. Tom Brady posted that video, Fred. I unfortunately cut out the Bo Schembechler part, and instead I started it with...
The thing was the Bo Schembechler thing.
No, it goes Bo Schembechler straight into Matthew Slater.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No man.
Oh, this is not.
It's more important than a team.
Yeah, this is Schembechler.
Yeah, I thought I cut this out.
Team.
The New England Patriots.
Team.
We got to enjoy the journey. We got to enjoy the process. We got to enjoy the grind. Each and every day.
The chemicals, the beakers, the Bunsen burners.
It's really just about the relationships, you know. It's about, you know, the people that I play for, the people that I play with.
Yes.
Not mentioning the goals.
I think I came into a great situation here. I think he's been a great coach. Great owner and great teammates. How do you find balance? It's to live in the present.
Ah!
how do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar of victory?
Sponsored by Under Armour.
How do we feel about the sweet nectar of victory?
Was that really in the thing?
No, I just added
okay,
it.
Okay, I was going to say.
It would have been cool, though.
It would have been the best.
Yeah.
You would edit it with Slater, that would have been the best. There's no one I'd rather have narrate my slow-mo I'm awesome montage video than Matthew Slater.
Oh, I have a feeling that this is not going anywhere. I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of these coming
up. We're going to get another one? By the end of it, it's going to be like sponsored by like Cheerios, like some of our like
Yeah.
Sponsored by like Quick Chick Drive Through Chicken Shack.
Yeah, it's gonna be like sponsored by the Everett Lodge,
right? The Everett Elks Lodge.
Yeah.
Well, listen, now that Tom Brady's gone, the talking heads are pontificating what the Patriots are gonna look like with a new guy under center, and ESPN's Todd McShay doesn't seem to have much faith in the Stids.
From everyone I talk to in the organization, they're excited about his development. He has so much potential. He is gifted. He's been through a lot in his life. He's got some character and some grittiness and toughness to him, but he's not ready yet. I mean, that's the bottom line. He is not ready to lead the New England Patriots, in my opinion. Brian Hoyer's there, and he's a really good backup. It's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out. But the one thing I know from talking to people inside the organization, it's all about patience and waiting to see how the market plays out and not jumping into something too early when they're not ready for it.
Mm. He makes so much money, more money than you think he does.
McShay?
Yeah. He makes a lot of money. He probably makes double what you think he makes.
Oh.
Yeah. If you are like a draft analyst at that network, oh boy, you're rolling it. You are rolling in the cash, baby.
Well, he's going to be all over the place because despite the kicking and screaming of Adam Schefter, the NFL will be having its regularly scheduled draft. In an apparent move to keep teams from bitching about it, Commissioner Roger Goodell yesterday sent a letter to all 32 teams informing them all that the draft will be, quote, fully virtual. Ooh, how futuristic. It's like the Lawnmower Man, except football. Well, what that means is that all the GMs and head coaches will be drafting from their respective homes.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
this is such a, just such a, I'm trying to think of a way not to make it dirty. This is such a fellatio move. That they're going to be all doing it from their respective homes, okay?
I mean, it's like, that's right. It's team personnel. They've been instructed not to gather at the same location
that's
and
right.
instead communicate through phone and internet just like the rest of the world has been for the last 4 weeks. See, it's not so tough, NFL. Everyone bitching about this. Everyone else is doing it.
This is a PR move. They could have easily had it where they were in the same, where there was a war room, but
I think they would have looked bad. Like if it would, it depends on how they set
PR
up.
Move. No, that's what I'm saying. It's a PR move. Yeah, it would have looked bad. Yeah. But they could have easily done it. I mean, they could have. I don't know. I'm sick of it. They're billion dollar businesses. I mean, they play by different rules. They get to do what they want to do. But I think that you're right, John. I think that this is a PR move, and they don't want to look like they're, you know, better than anyone else. So ridiculous.
But Fred, this gives us a chance to maybe see inside the homes of some people you wouldn't ordinarily see inside the homes of.
With the bookshelves Lovie of Smith. Various people.
Bruce Arians, like what is Bruce Arians? What does his bedroom look like exactly?
It's a bunch of fat guy hats.
Jerry Jones, who doesn't want to take a look inside Jerry World?
It's just a bunch of vaginas. This is so stupid.
Well,
all right.
Andy Reid's in his kitchen with a bunch of steaks on his plate. You know.
Yeah, Andy Reid's eating three steaks. Yeah.
You know what is going to be funny? And I think this is something that could legitimately happen. What if, like, one team all of a sudden there's like Wi-Fi problems and they have a hard time like being able to make some sort of like commitment or whatever.
They're not. This is not happening. This is a PR stunt that no.
Well, listen, the NFL did not say whether or not extra time will be allotted for making picks.
That's right. They're going to be all alone speaking on Zoom.
They are. Can you fake those bookshelves? I don't think you can.
They might very well be in front of bookshelves. But Mies thinks that it's not going to be a GM in his underwear, making the future of the team.
Which coach do you think would be most likely to do it in his underwear?
Oh, God.
Belichick.
Perfect.
Belichick up there. Balls out Belichick. Just sitting there in front of his computer.
What if he had, a Bon Jovi tour jacket?
That'd be
great. 1986. He's just wearing a Bon Jovi tour jacket.
Right, and his tiny whiteies.
He roadied for him for fun, in 1987. after the Giants season, I went and roadied for Bon Jovi. I was on the Monsters of Rock tour.
But at least it's happening. It's good news for the fans. Yeah. It's one of the few times I'm on Team Goodell. Nice work, Commish. Bullying all these owners and all these GMs and just shut the hell up. Give the people some entertainment. There's no reason you can't do this. Now, they all might be spread out, but as John said, it might give us a peek into the weirdness. I guarantee you there's going to be certain things we're going to notice on people's bookshelves that are going to make the news the next day. Like, whoa, that's a weird item, weird shaped item you have there that you forgot to put away.
The guy whose belt buckle we knew yes. that it was his wife's.
Right.
He had made a mold of his wife's private and turned it into a belt buckle. So
that's a business I need to get into. Is that traded on the open market right now? Can I put some cash into that?
It's like the Ozzie Smith rookie card. It's how it's cut. Oh, the centering of it. There's a lot to it. Yeah, they're going to be all in their respected homes, and there's going to be no one else there, and they're going to... What if there's a Wi-Fi glitch?
Ooh, hang on. Ernie Adams is in the war room, isn't he? Do we get to see inside Ernie Adams' house?
No, there's going to be a camera on somebody. There won't even be a camera on it, because you're only privy to war room... there's only, three teams that you get to look at their war room.
Yeah, ESPN has to contact each person and say, can we put, a Skype video camera in your room? And Belichick will be like, no.
Yeah,
he might make them do it. I think there might have to be each team has somebody who has a camera on them. And if it's the Patriots, I bet Goodell makes Belichick have to do a FaceTime once or twice.
Okay, because normally the Cowboys allow it to happen. And then and Sal Palantonio is always at the Jets, but it's the Cowboys, and I'm trying to think what other war rooms they show, but there's usually only three. So I have a feeling that you're going to be looking, if they are in someone's house, you're going to be looking at one person while 30 people are in the background. Helping make the decisions.
I mean, how crazy. We now go to Mark Davis's home.
Yes. Oh, that'd be great.
And it's just Legos that are, poorly made.
Right. He's got a bounce house in his, living room.
Yeah.
He's like, let me give you a tour.
Let me give you a tour of this place.
He's over squeezing here. One of those, stress ball things where the guy's eyeballs pop out and the ears go.
Ball pit.
Yeah, over here I got my collection of G.I. Joes.
We now go live to Mark Davis, and he's jumping on a giant keyboard like in the movie Pig.
That's so last year, dude. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Well, it seems like most of the major sports leagues yesterday had a big announcement to make about when they're starting the season, which is phenomenal to me because nobody knows what the hell's going on, but at least contingency plans, God bless them for coming out with this stuff.
All right, we will hear all about that. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Wallach and Dan are going to get in a fist fight when they see each other again. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're touching.
It's going swimmingly so far. 40 minutes into it.
He's just so nervous.
It's all right, sounds buddy. Good. Keep telling him that. He sounds good.
He sounds great. Nothing wrong with what he's doing. All right, Rich, what's going on?
Well, the president yesterday spoke about the relaunch of sports in America, and even though it seems for a moment he may have thought that they never stopped in the first place.
I hope football's able to start. I hope baseball can get to play a little bit. I hope basketball can maybe do their playoffs. I mean, hey, I have no interests or anything other than I want what's good for the country.
What about the U.S.
A lot of people are tired.
Many times.
Yeah, a lot of people are tired of looking at games that are 5 years old. I looked the other day. I saw somebody. I said, wow, he looks great. I forgot. I said, oh, that was 9 years ago. I said, he's really in great shape. Well, not in great shape now, but he was in great shape then.
Yeah, okay. Well, he wasn't aware the sports hadn't been going on. Oh, well, with that, Major League Baseball announced a plan yesterday that could allow them to start the season as early as May and, quote, has the support of high-ranking federal public health officials who believe the league can safely operate amid the coronavirus pandemic.
No. People know something because the market went nuts yesterday based on what they felt about the coronavirus and the fact that everyone came out and started talking about doing the seasons.
Well, the sport,
like,
okay,
everyone came out.
The sports thing is explainable. That's because the day before they had met with the president and the president urged them to have a plan to start. But that makes sense.
But the market was up like a thousand points.
The reason the market was up was because for the first time, New York City, the curve started to flatten.
Right.
So that's why.
I know. And what I'm saying is that these guys all know something. And so that all this news came out at the same time makes me think that they all know something. And that I know that they had the conversation with the president and all that. But I think that they're extremely confident that this is some – that if people continue to behave – that this is going to go down enough where they're at least able to have playoffs. Now, there might not be fans in the stands, but, I mean, people know something.
And well, let's hope so.
Which is all good. No, it's all good news.
Yeah.
It's all good news. I'm not saying to go out, you know, and start French kissing, by the way, again, French.
Frenching is what we call it.
Start Frenching, you know, your neighbors. But I'm saying that... people know something. There's information out there that people know about, and it's a coincidence that the market was up you know, 1,500 points, and then all of a sudden these guys start talking about having seasons as soon as next month. I think it all relates to each other, but
well,
what do I know?
As good as that news is, this sounds fairly complicated. So the plan for baseball would have all 30 teams play games at stadiums with no fans in the greater Phoenix area. Players, coaching staffs, and other essential personnel would be sequestered at local hotels, where they would live in relative isolation and travel only to and from the stadium. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, the most important issue would be a massive increase in available coronavirus tests with a quick turnaround time so that baseball players don't look like they're getting any sort of preferential treatment over the general public when it comes to the availability of getting a test. It would also require the buy-in of players who would have to agree to being separated from their families for an indefinite amount of time, perhaps as long as even 4.5 months.
Yeah, but that's not happening. But go ahead.
Well, so to your point, Fred, this morning Jeff Passan told Scott Van Pelt that right there lies what could be an underlying problem.
I can't possibly see any player saying, yeah, sure, I'll go sequester myself in a biodome for 4.5 months to play baseball and I'll see my family. There's no way in hell I can see that. But just going back to your initial point and the possibility that maybe more likely.
I want to offer you an anecdote, actually.
Please.
I started hearing about this, and I wanted to run it by a couple of players. And I ran it by a player last night. And when I ran it by this player, he said exactly. I mean, almost word for word, Scott, what you said right there. And then this morning, he sent me a text. And he said, talked it over with my wife. She said if it means getting paid, I can do the 4.5 months.
Okay, there's something about that, though. I read that article that Shaughnessy wrote this weekend, which was really good, and it was about how there's no team in baseball that would benefit more for a season off than the Red Sox.
That's true. Right. You get Cora back? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good point.
Cora back, also on top of that, they basically would have gotten rid of Mookie, and Mookie would have never played. So if they would have kept him, they wouldn't have gotten Verdugo, and they wouldn't have gotten whatever the other guy's name is. And so basically, they got something when they almost could have had nothing if they would have kept him.
That's
on
true.
Top of...
One
top
of your better prospects, Jeter Downs, is the other guy you're talking about.
Jeter Downs, that's right. I forgot his name. On top of that, I believe, and I don't know if it was spelled out in the article, but I think all these guys get paid no matter what. Like, if you don't play, if the season is canceled, I think these guys all get paid. Now, there's bonuses, of course, which are tied to, like, performance. They would lose out on that. But salaries, I believe they get paid. So, I don't know if there's going to be...
Major League Baseball fronted the Players Union $170 million for the first 2 months of the season, and the thing that the players got was service time, regardless of whether they play the season or not. That's where the Mookie Betts trade comes in. If they don't play, Betts still gets a year of service and becomes a free agent. So, essentially, the Dodgers would have traded for Dugo and Downs and that catcher, Connor Wong, who's a double-A catcher, for nothing. They would have gotten nothing, and Mookie's a free agent.
No, I understand, but that player right there who said, as long as it means we get paid, then I'm into it. I think that they get paid even if the season is canceled. I believe that's the way their contracts are set up. Like Chris Sale, if there's no season, he's still going to get paid no matter what. I mean, I think all these guys, just from what I seem to have read, and listen, I may be wrong on this, but I thought from Shaughnessy's article, it sounded like if season was canceled, everyone still gets paid, and that's all part of it. So if you have a contract, you get paid. So, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'll do a little more research. It just sounds like that was a weird suggestion from this player that, like, their paycheck depended on agreeing to this 4.5 month sequester. And by the way, there might be guys, like, who are the lower level of Major League Baseball who might agree to that. There's no way a dude like Justin Verlander, a guy who's made, like, $1 zillion in his lifetime, is like, you know what, sure, I'll sequester myself for 4.5 months away from my family in order to get the season going. There's going to be too many players who are not going to be into that.
There's some belief, though, that it would just be, like, a spring training situation, and then they would move to their prospective cities. Now, I don't know if there would be fans. But, I don't think baseball would do this under the belief that it would be a very long process before teams move to their respective venues.
And by the way...
Let me ask you guys something. Just real quick. What about all the workers at all these hotels? I mean, they're in danger of catching this thing, right? Are they covered?
Well, it sounds like according to this very complex plan that they have, they would be part of the testing, like the daily testing, to make sure that everyone's fine. They would be paid probably by the league, I would think, to keep the hotels open.
By the way, this is all based on the fact that they'll have the EC testing.
Well, Fred, great news this morning. This is something that is awesome. So in Lowell, they just opened up the very first, I think it's the first of its kind in Massachusetts. It is a quick test, free COVID-19 testing site. It's at the Showcase Cinemas. It's going to be able to test up to 1,000 people a day and provide results in 15 minutes. That's awesome. And the fact that those are going to start popping up, that truly is the key to getting any kind of shelter at home type of thing ended, any type of sporting events to start back up, is just the ability to, when you want a test, to be able to get one quickly. And that is an awesome first sign.
Well, yeah. And it, of course, has to be in Lowell. But,
I mean, it does have to be kind of way the hell out there. But you know what? God bless the people of Lowell. Just right there.
If my lungs are filled with fluid and I have 103-degree fever.
Listen, you can get the Cracker Barrel to go up there. They got a really nice one up there, okay?
I don't think that I necessarily want to drive to Lowell.
Get yourself a folksy T-shirt on there that says Poe Buddy's Nerfix from the old country store.
Well, you can also die by gunshot. But they have these testings, not this testing, and I think that again, I think that the market spiked that much because people know something, and I think that these teams all came out and said, these leagues all came out and said something because they believe that there is a great possibility of them playing again, which is great news if you are a fan of the Boston Bruins, if you want to watch them play in New Hampshire.
Well, I actually, when we get back, I've got the NHL has come out with something that's even weirder than what Major League Baseball has proposed.
All right, we will hear all about that in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Oh, Motley Crue, why are you not playing? It's the one show I wanted to go to.
Not officially canceled yet, Fred. Not officially canceled yet. All right, so cross your fingers.
Well, the market's going to go crazy again today, up. So, according to reports, so there is a chance that the Motley Crue concert could happen. There is a chance. Someone knows something about something. So, let's cross our fingers and hope Vince Neil, after sequestering himself at home, Can you imagine what his lifestyle's like at home?
Have you seen, like, pictures, random pictures? It's almost like when you get those blurry photos of Sasquatch, like, out in the woods. You'll see him, like, hiding behind, like, a weight bench somewhere, like, in the distant corner of some sort of random gym. And they're like, I think I found him actually working out. And he's usually just sitting on a bench, like, huffing. He's like, okay.
Yeah, he's... Because exactly what you want him to do is to gain mass. So you want him to really be pushing up big weight. Listen, everyone stay home, but I do think that there is good news on the way. But what does hockey have in plan, Rich?
Okay, so there's, like, all the leagues came out yesterday with these plans because of their meeting that they had with Donald Trump, and there's some that are strange, and there's some that are utterly ridiculous. Let's just start with NHL, because this one's strange. And you mentioned New Hampshire, Fred. You might not be far off. So NHL's desire to have a real ending to this season might end up taking them to North Dakota. Yes. All the teams, much like with Major League Baseball, would go to Grand Forks, North Dakota. They said, well, because they have the facilities there and the relatively low population density in which there would minimize the risks for everyone involved. Just go Mystery Alaska, baby. Let's just do straight up pond hockey.
But
I'm cool with that.
The thing about hockey is that these guys are all from nowhere.
Sure.
I mean, like, North Dakota, isn't North Dakota, the college there, like a mecca for hockey or something?
That would be the NCAA Fighting Hawks that they have up there.
Yeah.
An impressive facility.
Yeah, I mean, they have Michigan Tech, which is in the Upper Peninsula, which I don't know anyone who's ever been to the Upper Peninsula in Michigan.
But, by the way, guys, I think there are still 7 states that don't have a stay-at-home order, and North Dakota is one of them.
Of course, because there's no one lives there. The other thing too, the other great thing about this,
you're gonna tell someone from North Dakota not to go outside.
Stay inside.
They'll shoot you.
But what's great? Because I'm thinking about this, because now after this was announced, apparently New Hampshire said, "Hey, we're here too." And now there's discussions about it being split, like there being basically NHL World East and NHL World West during the playoffs. But what's great about all this, what's fantastic, what makes it different than Phoenix, Arizona, is that these places got, like, no hotels. Do you think they've got enough hotels to get all the teams, staff, training, all the people that end up making these games run? Do you think that any of them have more than, like, you know, one Holiday Inn that you can end up staying at?
Yeah, they would have to. Yeah, that's a good point. They'd have to figure something out.
That's going to be that. See, that is, I mean, it. I'll tell you what, though, if all of this comes to fruition. You want to talk about entertainment. This is going to be fantastic.
It's going to happen. They're going to play. Now I'm after yesterday, I'm convinced that they're going to play.
Here's my only problem.
I'm convinced that all these leagues are going to play.
I just think that I don't feel any confidence in anything until, like, I start seeing in Asia these leagues get back up. And because obviously they were the first ones hit with this because it came, you know, from China. I would think that they almost kind of want to show everyone, hey, you know, we're backing up and running, and they're nothing but cautious right now.
Have you seen like the tourist attractions in China right now? It's like mayhem.
Yeah, people are dying to get out. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's like mayhem. People are out. I don't know. I'm starting to hate CNN. Because, like, you're like, all right, yeah, cool. Like, people are out. And they're like, is it too soon? Is it? Just like, people are out. Can't you enjoy that for 10 seconds? That people got to go outside? Like, you gotta put some macabre, like, angle on it.
Sure.
Like, I mean, just like Jesus, I know that it sells you clean.
Did the druid show up? The cog-carrying union tractor-driving druids? Like, I know beware, I shall appear behind you, Undertaker, and kicketh you in a grave!
I know it gets you clicks when people are paranoid, and as we rightly should be, but I mean, come on, man.
The Corona druids. Everywhere you look.
You're selling that. You're selling the people of China. There's like 24 million people in this city or something ridiculous. And then they're like, we walk down this thing and there's like Then they're like, here's what it looked like 2 months ago, and here's what it looks like now, and it just looks like people are, like, out, like it's no big deal. And then the guy with the mask on is saying, but, you know, is this going to end in catastrophe? And you're like, shut up. Like, you can't take 10 seconds to, like, enjoy something. They're out. People are out. I mean, they can't. You'll never read positive news. You'll never read it. No one's going to give you positive news.
Well, John Krasinski will. He's got a whole YouTube.
Yeah, good call.
Good news.
Talk about something that I will never watch.
Well, the thing he did with Michael Scott was great.
I know,
like, that
I know,
was cool.
Yeah.
Or Steve Carell. I called Michael Scott.
Steve Carell, very gray.
Yes.
When he's. The things that you got to look at, in my opinion, is the market, and then that when everyone, there's synergy among all these big companies. And because Lord knows CNN is, because I don't even watch Fox, but Lord knows CNN is never going to tell you that anything's okay. They're hoping this thing goes for another year. So, I mean, that I just watched this guy in China, and it just pissed me off to no end. People are out. People, like, are going out again. There was the one thing that was weird where all the people were jammed together, but then they went into markets, and they're like, people are back in the markets, and it looked like a normal grocery store. Like, there were, you know, probably a dozen people in there. But is this going to be the end of the world? Shut up. Just for 10 seconds, let people have a little bit of relief of just seeing someone living their life. You jackals. I mean, they're jackals. They want raw meat thrown at them.
This is a little bit of disappointing news. It just broke from Adam Schefter. For the first time, Hard Knocks is planning to supersize and feature two teams this summer.
Wow.
The LA Rams and the LA Chargers.
No.
Can you think of two teams you want to see less? We just saw the Rams, and I don't care at all about the Chargers.
No. Is Tampa Bay eligible this year?
I thought they were, but I could be wrong. I think there's some sort of, like, reason that they weren't eligible. I thought.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.